This episode is brought to you by Splash Refresher. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash, they spice it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. My flavor that I've been enjoying the most lately is the wild berry. Keep one on your desk. You'll be hydrated in no time. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches Media presents
Ha Ha Laugh Funny
Mention It All, a Bravo by Betches podcast.
We don't say that, but now we said it.
With Dylan Hafer.
Who gonna check me, boo?
And Barry Rosenfeld.
I need to start drinking alcohol.
Now go to sleep, we.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Mention It All podcast. I'm Dylan Hafer.
And I'm Barry Rosenfeld. How you doing?
You know, I'm doing well. I went into the office yesterday for the first time in 5 months, and it was an experience. It felt strange. I was the only one there.
It's just very weird to think about. Like, you weren't there to go to work, you know? Like, and there was no people there.
It was kind of nice because I got to sign off at like 3:30, and then I was like, sorry, going to the office.
And like, we're never going to go back again.
I know. Yeah. So we're moving to a new office, but we're still working from home. So that's why I went to like pack up my belongings. I brought home, Sheree Whitfield's novel. So maybe
went to get your Bravo memorabilia.
You know, I did. I left the prayer candles. I packed those away.
You did?
Because, okay, the thing is, if we go back to work in January and we're in a new office and I bring home all this shit, then I just have to bring it right back if I want to.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we have 2 episodes to talk about today, a very important episode of Below Deck Med and also Beverly Hills. But before we get into that, I want to quiz Barry a little bit.
You didn't say it was a quiz. I thought it was a game.
It's like a quiz game. Like
okay, well, now I'm nervous.
No, don't be nervous. It's fine.
Okay, go.
Okay, so Come Through Queen, fellow Bravo podcast, posted on their social media a list of all of the housewives that are followed by Rihanna.
No.
And I'm going to see if you can guess. So, okay, I'll give you a couple hints to start off. So it's not all housewives. It's Bravo.
Bravo Labs. Okay.
So there are 4 housewives, one friend of a housewives, and one non-housewives person.
One friend of? That is major. Oh, I know who. I have to know who. I think I know who the friend of is. It has to be Marlo.
It's not Marlo.
It's not? I would totally think Rihanna follows her. Okay.
Wait, okay, so you know one.
Yeah, I know Karen.
Yes.
Okay, so how am I doing so far?
So you have Karen.
Okay, do I get like any hints? There's like a lot of people.
So there are.
Like, this is harder than the SATs.
The non-housewife is from Vanderpump Rules.
Okay. Non-housewife is from Vanderpump Rules. Is it a male or a female?
Female. They're all women.
I want to say it's either Sheena or Lala. Am I 0-2 with that?
Neither of those are correct.
Right. So in sports world, Dylan, that's 0-2. Okay, great.
Yeah,
neither of those are correct. It's definitely not Stassi. She doesn't follow Stassi.
It's not Stassi.
Okay. It's not Stassi. It's not Sheena. It's not Lala. It can't be Katie or Kristen.
You said it.
Is it crazy Kristen?
No.
Katie Maloney! And Rihanna doesn't follow me?
Okay, so now you have 4 more. I'll say, so there's a friend of a New York housewife.
Okay, New York.
And 2 Beverly Hills housewives.
Okay, the friend of New York, would it be Barbara?
No, not friend of New York. There's a friend of a New York housewife.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell me the friend of franchise. Can you tell me like the friend of what franchise?
You were kind of close before.
Oh, okay, is it... So it's Beverly Hills.
No.
Oh, Atlanta.
Yeah.
I don't know any other friend of besides Marlo.
Yes, you do.
Yes, I do. What's the fuck's her name? The Oh my God, what's her name? She was just on last season, the whole controversy.
Canadian.
Oh, it's, She brought the wind back from Canada. I know. Yeah. Okay, Tanya. Okay. I can't get past Katie Maloney. I'm sorry. Okay. And now
two Beverly Hills housewives and one New York housewife.
Does she follow Lisa Rinna?
No.
Kyle Richards?
No.
Denise Richards?
No.
This is such bullshit.
You have like 30 Garcelle. Seconds to guess, Garcelle. And then I'm just going to tell you. No, not Garcelle. Garcelle. No.
It can't, is at this point, is it Teddy? Because she follows
no, you're saying Katie. You're saying every other person besides who it is.
Brandy?
No. Who's your favorite Beverly Hills housewife?
Well, Lisa Vanderpump? Oh, right now, Erica Jane. Duh.
Yeah, she follows
Erica. She follows Erica Jane. That makes sense. And then New York.
She also follows Dorit.
Okay, that makes sense because they're fashion icons.
So okay, New York, I'll give you two guesses, and if you don't get it, I'll just tell you.
Okay, thank you. Sonia?
No. It's kind of random.
This is the worst game I've ever woken up to play. Okay, just tell me.
Dorinda.
You know what? Like, wait, I thought there was another one.
That was Dorit, I told you.
Oh, I thought New York. Okay, thank you so much. I'm just upset. I want Rihanna on this podcast, and I just feel like we're one step closer every day.
We're one step closer because now, you know, we follow all of those people that she follows. So she might kind of like see us through the grapevine.
And I've been to Barbados, so we have like a connection.
Oh, true. You know, actually, like Katie reposts our Bravo by Betches stuff sometimes. So maybe Rihanna will like see her story and then see
I feel
our
like
story.
Rihanna accidentally hit on people that pop up. Like Rihanna accidentally hit follow, like when Katie came. Like I can't. Okay.
It's funny because now I'm gonna be like stalking our story views and seeing like if Bad Gal Riri pops up once or twice.
Oh my and God! Imagine.
I like, will absolutely imagine? Tell everyone I know.
That's like major. Okay, but. Thank you, Dylan, for setting that up. That was fun. I hope to play more of those in the future because, you know, it gets like the mind going. But
we love a brain teaser.
We love a brain teaser. But anyway.
Calling all my honeys. Support for today's episode comes from Honeylove. Whether you're a bride, a wedding guest, or simply seeking everyday smoothing, Honeylove is the go-to for all things shapewear. Honeylove has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating while wearing effective shapewear. For a limited time only, you can get Honeylove on sale. Get 20% off your entire order with our exclusive link, honeylove.com/MIA. Support our show and check them out at honeylove.com/MIA. When talking about shapewear, Honeylove's best-selling Superpower Short is the go-to. It has targeted compression technology that distinguishes between areas where you want more support and areas where you need less compression. Their Signature X targets and sculpts your midsection without squeezing your natural curves. It's designed to work with your body, not against it. The Superpower Short is helping ladies everywhere sculpt and smooth from stomach to thigh by offering just the perfect amount of compression. You won't have to worry about it rolling down, which is unheard of in shapewear, thanks to flexible boning that's hidden in the side seams. This piece is also a booty lifter. Boost bands on the back of the thigh give your bottom an amazing shape. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/MIA. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off honeylove.com/MIA. After you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. Shape your life with Honeylove.
We have a seriously dramatic episode of Below Deck Med to talk about. And it's like drama is also happening with it around real life. And I think, I said this the other day, I really do think this is a case for the FBI. Like, I really do.
Okay. So this episode, we already know Kiko got fired.
So sad.
Poor Kiko. We miss you. So we heard last episode that Malia's boyfriend, Tom, is coming to visit. And obviously, it's no big shocker, even if you don't pay attention to spoilers or anything. Surprise, Tom is the new chef. it's that just, it's funny just like how quickly that happened. It was like, oh, he has like a sick relative to go see, but like, yeah, I guess I could be the chef.
I know, like it was very weird. But also another fact we found out, this is so like yacht like savvy, Bugsy sister set up Tom and Malia on like another like boat. And I was like, this world, this is so like, how do I get into this industry? It's kind of crazy. Oh, also speaking of that, did you see Hannah and Anastasia are like starting a yacht company to like help people get into the industry? So like, hello.
I did. Bye, see that, Dylan. Barry. If I have a new co-host next week, it's because Barry packed up and went to yachting school. I think you could be a good stew.
100%. I could do it. I'm confident.
I think you would be pretty good at the stew duties, and you would be excellent at the yacht drama.
But also, this is weird because most people would want to be chief stew. Like, I feel like I can like dominate as third stew, you know, and like prove myself with the laundry and the folding of the sheets, and then just like work my way up. And they're like, where have you been our whole like yacht career, Barry? Like, you're the best third stew we've ever had. Okay. Anyway, back to reality.
I'm like looking out the rainy window.
Yeah. Yeah, Tom is the chef, and that spirals into some serious cabin drama that reminded me of a time when I was in summer camp when I was fucking 10 years old.
Literally. It's like Ramona and Sonia trying to choose their rooms on a trip. They're like, no, we want the best room. Okay, so Malia and Tom want to have share a cabin, which, mm-hmm. fine, it makes sense. Mm-hmm. And so they are thinking, so Malia and... No, Hannah and Jess have been sharing, okay, it doesn't really matter. So basically the proposed arrangement-
No, Malia and Hannah have been sharing.
Right, okay, so the proposed arrangement is that Malia and Tom will share, Jess and Rob will move in together, mm-hmm. and then that will leave Bugsy to share with Hannah, mm-hmm. and- Okay, I was glad to see that both Hannah and Bugsy weren't on board with this because when it started happening, I was like, oh God, they're gonna make Hannah look bad because like she doesn't want a room with Bugsy and they're gonna say she's like being petty, but Bugsy didn't want to do it either. I appreciated that they were in agreement that was not smart for their professional relationship.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And
it's funny because she's the chief stew, unfortunately for Hannah, she had to be the one kind of representing the two of them. And so I think if it had been Bugsy and Malia kind of talking about this, it would have been a lot more kind of chill. Mm-hmm. But of course, Malia's like, you know, suck it up, be professional. It's like, it's what you have to do. This is how it is.
Listen, Hannah can stand her ground, and that is, she is very good at that. And she clapped right back at Malia and was like, it's 2 weeks, you can live without your boyfriend. Like, it was very, you could see both sides. Listen, if it was my boyfriend, of course I'd want to sleep with him. But at the same time, you got him here for a job. He's doing a job, and you guys are going to see each other. And she was like almost bringing Jess and Rob into this to defend them, you know. She was like, well, they'll live together, but they've been fine the entire time.
That definitely was a convenient thing, because yes. if Jess and Rob, if there wasn't another couple that they could put together, it wouldn't have been so easy. Like, it probably wouldn't have worked for them to room together, but right. because there was another couple, she was like, no, this is how it is. And funny enough, Ciara from Below Deck Sailing Yacht chimed in on Twitter, which was so funny to me, and I was glad she did. So she said that she and Paget, who she was with on the show and now they're engaged, they just finished doing a 6-month job on a boat together where they couldn't room together the whole time. And she's like, yeah, that's not like industry standard. So
yeah, the issue I have, which we will get to more and more, is Malia, it's not the first time that she's ran to Captain Sandy to complain about something. So I think the less she does that, maybe the more she'll like people will like her. I mean, she went to Captain Sandy about a few things prior. She went to Captain Sandy about the room. You really went to your captain to complain about the room situations? Like, that's pathetic. And so the fact that Captain Sandy now had to get involved and also kind of took her side, because here she came in with like the rankings. Like, well, Tom's the chef. Like, that's just, come on. Like, that's just really a lot to take in.
Well, and another thing, so Ciara also included in her tweets that the chief stew is usually considered a higher rank than chef or bosun.
So I don't know. I've seen the chef, like when Ben is on, I have seen, I think that the chief stew should be higher, but I have seen in the past seasons that the chef actually does hold a higher rank.
I'm curious whether that's like how it always is in yachting, or whether on Below Deck they kind of assign a hierarchy. Right. It's hard to know. But okay, so basically, Captain Sandy sides with Malia, makes a whole announcement over the walkie to the crew that Malia and Tom will be rooming together, which is a little
dramatic. Hannah was listening to music, not like she didn't hear the announcement.
Oh, love it.
And also, side note, we find out Jess loves Rob. Woohoo!
Honestly, in this whole like mess of a situation, that's the one bright spot, and I forgot it even happened.
I know, and honestly, poor them. They get the smallest cabin. They were fine just the way they were.
I know.
They like made a designated top bunk is for sleeping, bottom bunk is for having sex, because there's no room on the top to do that. But in the whole switching of the cabin scenario, we see, which, God, I can't help but think production had something to do with, I don't know how, but Hannah is not stupid enough to leave her stuff out, and Malia the one to find it. I don't know, seems a little odd to me. But you hear Malia go, God damn it, and take a picture with her phone, because her phone sound was on, which also, I don't know, could have been a coincidence that her phone sound was on so we could hear what she was doing. And it turns out she took a picture of Valium and a weed pen. Do we know it was a weed pen? No. Well, like visibly, yes. Do we know it was in it? No. Prior episode, did Malia know Hannah took Valium? Yes. So like, what is happening here? Like, so why did she decide to do what she did, where just send a text to Captain Sandy in the middle of the night, ratting Hannah out?
So I posted about this on Instagram. People were overwhelmingly Team Hannah in this situation. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, so Malia's been posting on Instagram, and we touched on this last week before we kind of knew the whole situation. And Malia's been posting about how it's in the rules for the boat and it's maritime law and whatnot, that if you have a prescription, it has to be, you know, you have to tell the captain, whatever, so they know about it and all of that. And the thing is, I still don't have an issue with that. I believe that Malia is telling the truth about what the rules are. Mm-hmm. But at this point, it's like, it's not so much about what happened, it's about how it went down, the timeline of events. And it's like, okay, so you knew she took the Valium like 2 days before, and you could have either gone to the captain right away if it was such a horrible thing, or you could have told Hannah. I think the best way to do it is to say, okay, like, I saw this, I have to follow the rules, so either you're going to tell on yourself, basically, or I have to report it, I have no choice. And that would have been, you know, it would have still sucked for Hannah, but at least it wouldn't have been, oh, Captain Sandy, is this your robe? Oh, sit down. You're probably going to get fired right now.
Yeah. And you know what else is in the maritime rules? Minding your own fucking business. How about that? Like, how about that? Like,
code,
it's
code 37B. Mind your fucking
like,
business.
Mind your own fucking business. And also, she was like making it seem like she really was in the FBI, and she's like, God damn it, I can't believe I have to deal with this. No, you don't. Like, no, you don't. And also, they weren't on charter for 2 days. And on Watch It Happens Live, when her and Bugs were on the other night, she claims that Hannah took Valium every single night. How do you know that? And also, at this point, we don't know if Malia knows if Hannah has a prescription or not. Like, we don't even, Malia doesn't even know that. So it is kind of crazy. Hannah seems like she's a very caught off guard when the episode is, and when Sandy like acknowledges it to her. And Hannah, because Hannah listen, drugs are drugs, whatever. I get it. But Hannah, she wasn't partying and taking Valium. Like, she was, now I'm not making an excuse, but like, we don't know if she has a prescription for it. So we can't jump to conclusions. We can't.
She does have a prescription for it.
So then that's completely
It's on the
different.
Back of the box. The question isn't whether or not she has a prescription. It's whether or not she got it approved with the... having the prescription is one thing, but you have to tell the boat people.
Okay, so then I agree. Then you're right. Malia should have went to Hannah first, not just like did a shady thing and like tried to get Hannah in trouble. It's just like, really, this is one thing after another. And you know what's interesting? Andy asked her an interesting question. Malia send the picture to Captain Sandy because she had to for her job or because Hannah was pissing her off? And Malia's answer was, well, by that point, I already had my cabin. So I did. And I was like, you're so like obnoxious. Like, oh my God. And so she was like doing it because it was quote unquote her job. But I don't know where I stand with that. I think it was very convenient for it to be Hannah that she was sending a picture of paraphernalia. Yeah,
we have not gotten to the end of this situation. In fact, you might say it's just beginning. Things are not looking good for Hannah next episode.
But we find out in real life she's having a baby girl. And that's exciting. And that's what matters. Because she's not using
honestly,
her weed pen.
She was over the whole yachting thing anyway.
Oh my
so.
God, beyond.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. We have just entered spring, and while I don't love that the weather outside is still a little bit cold, you know the silver lining of that is that I have had a few more chances to wear my Quince cashmere before it gets too warm, and I just love throwing that on, whether it's by itself, a little layering moment with a t-shirt under, with a jacket over, with a bigger coat over. The cashmere is the perfect thing to just add to any outfit to make it look a little more pulled together. And the way that Quince prices their items, it doesn't feel like it has to be this wild thing that you're splurging on. It is so nice to have those pieces in your wardrobe that feel luxurious, but come at a price point that you can stomach. It's 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters starting at just $50. They also have organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and also timeless 14 karat gold jewelry. And the best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of middlemen and passes the savings on to us. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/mention for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/mention to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/mention. Splash Refreshers are the delicious zero-calorie beverage I'm reaching for again and again when I'm feeling thirsty for something flavorful. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash spices it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. Lately, my go-to office beverage has been the Splash Wild Berry flavor. It's so nice to just put a few in the fridge at the beginning of the week. Grab one whenever you want something nice and refreshing. It's just the right amount of flavor, just the right amount of sweetness. You know the vibes. When you want something refreshing, when you want something hydrating, Splash is the perfect thing to reach for. It perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. And it's available in 5 craveable flavors. Wild Berry, that's my favorite. Acai Grape, Pineapple Mango, Lemon, and Mandarin. In orange. It's there to satisfy your need for hydration with a little flavor. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
So, meanwhile, the Beverly Hills women are still in Rome. It's the last episode of their trip, and we are still at the dinner where Teddy is still questioning how well Denise and Brandy knew each other and what conversations they had, and I definitely agree there are holes in Denise's story, but at this point, it sort of feels like we're beating a dead horse.
Yeah. It seems that this is just like very ongoing and very like, it was fun to watch Denise stumble on her words like for one episode, but then like play it again. We're like, okay, we get it. Like she's lying, but it also seems like that the women are truly believing Brandy, which so do I. And Dylan, I don't know. Just like,
The thing is at this point, I feel like I believe Brandy on some of this, but it doesn't really matter. I think that's like a surface level argument, but then the more interesting thing is the dynamics within the group. And
yeah,
when Garcelle is asking them, why do you all believe this woman who is known to be shady over Denise, who you're currently spending all this time with, saying that you like her, whatever. And I love that Kyle tries to interrupt Garcelle, and Garcelle is like, no, let me finish. She's not having it. I feel like the last couple episodes, Garcelle has kind of come out of her shell a little bit more and asserted herself within the group, and I love it.
I think that it was interesting. Garcelle kind of led this episode, like, in my opinion. And even when she kept saying, why are you guys believing? They did seem to all be believing Brandy, and they kept telling Denise to say something. And at one point Denise was like, I did, like, I have been saying something. It's just not what they wanted to hear, it seemed. So at that point, Denise kind of gave up because she's like, what else do you want me to say? Like, I told you I didn't, but I think what happened is Denise then brought up Brandy having sex with other women, which, like, no, stick to you, honey. We're just talking about you. Like, if we can't find out if you and Denise had, if you and Brandy had sex, we're never going to find out if anybody else has had sex with Brandy either, you know? So, but you're right with the dynamics. We also see, I very truly enjoyed seeing Rinna and Denise have their little moment. It was very real. Yeah. It was very, open. It was a lot of crying. I don't think I got much out of the conversation, but I'm glad they had those few minutes to talk. I think it got like the emotion that they needed from each other out, because they have been friends for a very long time outside of the show.
I think it was good to see those two sit down with each other, because when they're in a group situation, I don't really think Kyle and Teddy give a shit about Denise for the most part. Whereas Rinna, even though she can be a bad friend and she can be messy, those two have so much history between them. I believe that on some level there is caring between them, and that, you know, it's more of a real relationship rather than just like, we're on this TV show together. And so to see Denise talk about how hurt she was and, you know, how she felt attacked, and to see Rinna, I think for the first time, really take that in and realize how kind of traumatic this whole trip was for Denise. It felt like a genuine moment. And of course with Rinna, you're never quite sure, like, you know, she can kind of turn on the waterworks, but it was nice to see kind of a human moment between these two after these group dinners that have just been so kind of a web of whatever is going on. It was nice to see a moment where it was like, okay, these are two people who have known each other for a long time, and they actually have issues that they're hopefully going to work through, which I don't know how long that's going to last, because it doesn't seem like they're on great terms now.
In real life, you're saying?
Yes.
Yeah. I also think like they went to one that we keep breaking up into like excursions, and I'm just like, I don't get it. Did we just go to this trip to like for them to meet up back at dinner again? Like, it doesn't seem that fun. Like, now some of them went to the church, which Reno like randomly went to, and then met back up with Dorit and Kyle. But Dorit and Kyle went in these Vespa sidecars, which was hilarious to see, because they were concerned about wearing helmets in a foreign country on a streetcar that they weren't comfortable in because of their glam. Now that brings me to my next point, because I have a serious question for you. Glam and these trips, we only see them in the room getting these women dolled up. So like, do they just go out and do their own thing? Do they have to sit in the room? Do they have a certain time? Like, is it like a field trip where they have a certain time they have to be back? Like, their main priority obviously is glamming these women up, but like they're in a foreign country. So are they allowed to also live their life? I need to know.
Wait, I actually was texting my friend about this yesterday and I was like, Dorit and Erica and Sutton all have glam there. Do their glam teams hang out with each other? Like, are they friends with each other? I have to imagine that. I mean, think about Erica and Dorit's glam. They have traveled the world together.
Yeah. Well, Erica's glam is like her entourage, literally.
I bet they're told, you know, be in the room at 4 p.m. and we're doing the dinner glam, and then, you know, you can do whatever the fuck you want until then. It sounds like a fun job, honestly.
Well, I mean, yeah, but do you know how nerve-wracking that is to, like, do Erica Jane's glam? No, thank you. I don't want to be responsible for that. Like, I just can't.
True.
But we get to the main event dinner. All these dinners are getting so confusing because it's the same thing over and over again, but it's the last night in Rome.
You might say the Last Supper.
The Last Supper. It's their last night in Rome, and they're the last dinner, and Denise is in good spirits. Like, she's had enough time to prepare her speech and what she wanted to say to these women. And so we get there and it actually looked like a really super cute restaurant. Like it was like a high-end pizza place. That's what it looked like. But they're all there. Denise starts the dinner off with a toast. And then she's like, and then I want to speak. And she speaks her mind. And yeah, she is letting all the women know, but she's like, it's just getting old. Like, I can't listen to it again. It's like, and all the women were like, what the fuck? Even Garcelle was like, you didn't like let me know that you were going to be doing this at dinner. Like, I thought this was a nice, peaceful, like brushed under the rug type of situation. It was
not. I kind of loved this moment because every other dinner, Denise says she's felt attacked from the second she sits down, which honestly is pretty true. I don't think she's being ridiculous when she says that she's felt attacked this whole trip. She says that Aaron didn't want her to go, and now she realizes he was right. And
Aaron doesn't like the women.
Okay, but also Denise has been attacked this whole trip.
Correct.
And Kyle and Teddy are both indignant at being called out. And they're like, for Kyle to be like, I wasn't attacking you. And it's like, yeah, you've spent this entire trip talking about her cheating on her husband and saying, and like shit talking you. And so then it's this whole thing. Dorit tries to kind of mediate a little bit. They take big umbrage with being called mean girls, which I really don't think is that serious. No. And then Garcelle walks away. She needs a minute. And then Denise also
I thought that was nice, though, that Garcelle, because Garcelle was like, I want to hear what you have to say. I'll be back. Like, she wasn't leaving dramatically. I thought that was like nice. She really did need it to like compose herself and then come back. So
Garcelle needed a second. Denise wanted to get the fuck out of there. And they have a little moment on the sidewalk. Garcelle goes back in, and then we see the producer walk up to Denise and says, Denise, like, you don't go, like, you don't, it's you don't want to leave. And I want to know.
Mistake, he said. It's a mistake.
Okay, so they obviously broke the fourth wall in that they showed us this interaction at all, but I want to know what they cut out of this, because I have a feeling that there was a little more shop talk, maybe, like something about a contract or a bonus or consequences, because if you're that angry or that ready to go, and the producer is like, Denise, like, don't you want to go back inside? Denise would be like, fuck no, I'm leaving. And we just saw him be like, it would be a mistake if you left. And she's like, okay. And I really think
I think he sounded pretty stern to me. And also I think almost the producers are getting fed up. Like, stop walking away. Walk away once, that's fine. She's walked away like 3 times already this season. And it's like, even the other women are like, it's getting old. Like, stop. It's actually, as a viewer, it's not fun to watch anymore, because at this point you're not making a statement. You're kind of just like stand your ground, say what you need to say. And then if you're going to quit, quit. Don't like quit 3 times. Like, it's not dramatic anymore. And at this point, go. Like, I don't really care. You're affecting the other women. You're affecting the producers. I don't know. It's just like, stop. And then she was like, yeah, okay. Yeah, because you don't have any. No, I'm not going to say that. That's kind of mean.
So then Denise eventually comes back inside. They sit down and all of a sudden things are fine. You know, you know, I think most of these women at the end of the day, like, they want to be able to have a good time. And we see them talking about the craziest places they've had sex, which I love Garcelle for bringing up that question. Erika Jane has had sex in a hospital. Who knew?
So has Teddy. Weird.
It was a fun, for as messy as this whole trip was, it was a fun little moment to end on.
Yeah. So we will see more next week as it unfolds. But one last note, I think that I agreed with Kyle when she said, just because someone doesn't agree with you doesn't mean they're attacking you. Like, I like to look at that as a conversation, not confrontation. So I kind of agreed with Kyle at that point. And on that note,
I agree with that sentiment, but I definitely think Kyle and Teddy have been attacking Denise.
Yeah, no, yes. But take that sentence away from the situation, yes. But Dylan, who is your Bravo Leb for this week?
I'm gonna say one Chief Stew, Hannah Farrier. I've always been Team Hannah, and right now I feel like she needs our support more than ever.
Yeah. I, you know what, I'm gonna go ahead and agree with you just because I don't like what she's like what's happening on the other end of that situation. So,
and also Garcelle.
We will be back tomorrow. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe, and join our Facebook group and follow us on Instagram at Bravo by Betches. Have a great Thursday.
Thank you to our sponsor, Splash Refresher. Meet the water beverage that loves self-care as much as you do. Just because you have to hydrate doesn't mean it has to be tasteless. Splash Refresher makes hydration deliciously easy. Splash perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. I am going to go grab myself a wild berry splash now that I am done recording, and you should too. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches.